Do you know, so those kinds of things, those kinds of lifestyle choices can be deal breakers. Smoking. Smoking is often a deal breaker. And I get so sad. I walk 4 or 5 times a week, and there's this one place that I walk that if I go at a certain time, there's this man sitting forlornly in his garage smoking a cigarette. And I wonder what that does to his relationship with his wife every day. Do you know, like, he sits there resentfully, like, I've been kicked out of the house again. I can't even have a cigarette in my own goddamn house. You know, if you're a smoker and you have no plans on giving it up, then I'm a smoker and I'm looking for a woman that will sit next to me while I smoke anywhere, anytime, including in the house. Like, I mean, if that's important to you, if that's a deal breaker, then that's something to come out with, and it's something to honor, even though it's not PC right now being a smoker. I smoke cigars. When to get married, the when of marriage is usually a deal breaker. So many relationships end not because of whether or not the folks want to get married, but because of when they want to get married. And this is often lied about. Do you know, I'd like to have a relationship that leads to marriage. You know, that being just like, oh yeah, I'd like to have a relationship that leads to marriage. That'd be great. The truth? I'd like a relationship that leads to marriage in the next 12 months. In fact, it better, or I'm out of there. And the man's like, yeah, I'd like a relationship that leads to marriage. I think I'll be ready for marriage in about 5 years. So the when of marriage, do you know? Because for men, there's a very valid concept called ready for marriage that women don't understand because we're driven towards marriage. We talk about this more in the Celebrating Men in Marriage class if you haven't done that yet. So children, religion, drugs or alcohol, smoking or not smoking, and the when for marriage, almost always deal breakers. And we don't come out and say them. Any questions about the whole concept of deal breakers? Yes.
I'm just really confused.
Okay.
Because when I got married,
uh-huh,
I said, in order to marry me, here's my criteria.
Yes.
Deal breaker. If you are not willing to do anything and everything to have children, walk out now. Do not be in relationship with me. It's not going to work.
Mm.
The man married me.
Yeah.
We couldn't have kids.
Yeah.
Let's adopt. Oh, I'm not doing that. So do you remember the anything and everything? Well, I didn't mean that. So maybe there's something I don't understand about this concept that I need to understand more.
Well, hold on. He actually gave you the answer. Do everything, anything and everything to have kids.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know that meant adoption. He thought, you know, have sex every day. How you make babies is you do it. So really, he wasn't being deceptive. He actually gave you the answer. I didn't mean that, but because you didn't spell it out. Are you willing to adopt? Are you willing to do in vitro? Are you willing to do surrogate? Are you willing to do a surrogate and raise a child that's not my egg, that's going to be a stranger's egg? Are you willing to raise a child that's not my egg or your sperm? Are you willing to, I mean, you have to spell all those things out, because honestly, each one of them is a separate issue.
So
each one of them brings up different stuff about raising a child that is or isn't yours.
So,
and there's a lot of instinct at work in this area.
So when we're talking about deal breakers, it is required to be as specific as humanly possible?
As specific as you can, yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, you've got to say what you mean.
Well, I did. Anything and everything means anything and everything. It doesn't mean only in one area. So, but now
but,
I have to be.
But to the extent of his knowledge of fertility, he thought he was willing to do anything and everything. You have to account for, they may not know nearly as much about it as you do. Okay. You know, if a man says, woman, if you're going to get married, I have to be able to smoke. She's thinking, sure, outside. He's got to say, I have to be able to smoke inside the house without any dirty looks or any sniping comments or any meanness in any way. It has to be okay that I smoke. We got to come out with it.